The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It's like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord. So it's so natural, whatever you do could be criticized. You do good things, they may say too much. You don't do it, and they, why don't you do it? So it's a teaching for us to, whatever you do, for the glory of God, that's all. No matter what, important is God in your conscience. You feel good, God will give you peace, just continue. Otherwise, you have to please people, you will never please. That Jesus himself, that's the experience of him, Jesus himself. Whatever you do, the people is always on the other side. So let us be pleased that if you have this experience before and always with these things, be happy, because you're more close to Jesus. Jesus gave you the chance that you share part of his suffering. He's pure God, he's pure love. And yesterday, St. Augustine, oh no, sorry, no. Sister, who's, what saint? St. John of the Cross. There's one phrase, beautiful, no? The last word I mentioned. Where there's no love, you put love, and you will find love. So important, you have to find love, not find praise, not find people agree with you. It's important. That's the peace comes from. Whatever you do, the will of God is always peaceful.